Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
This is Scott Kaplan. Scott, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to talk about the $110 million man.
Nick and Stan, what's up? Hey, Stan, I'm with you, man. I think Nick is, I don't think he's giving us, you know, I think he's kind of not really understanding the emotion of leaving a team, dude. I know, listen, it's a lot of money. They bought his house in Oklahoma. They bought his new house in Oklahoma. They paid him more money than they needed to pay to buy those houses. But they bought him so that they could hurry up and get him out to L.A. and get him to start running this USC football program. And all this stuff happens so fast, and you're just getting done with the emotion of the Oklahoma State-Oklahoma game, and you have to make this split decision. And granted, Nick, I got it, dude. It's $110 million, and it's use of a private jet, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm telling you, man, when you're leaving your team, when you're leaving what has been your school, it is kind of an emotional, hard thing to do. I kind of was buying those tears, dude.
Thank you, Scott.
Every time I've left a job, I've been like Magic Johnson leaving the Lakers. I'm not going to be there.
You are so full of it.
I got to know, though, what has the reaction been to the Lincoln Riley hire in Los Angeles?
Well, you got to understand how L.A. fans think. And L.A. fans think that they are entitled to championships at every level in every sport. So this year, for example, I mean, everybody expects LeBron James and the Lakers to get it together and still win an NBA title. For some reason, everybody still thinks that the Rams are going to play in the Super Bowl in their home stadium. And now the immediate reaction is, wow, USC has finally joined the big leagues of college football where they can compete for a coach of this magnitude, put their money where their mouth is, say this is the way they do it at Alabama or this is the way they do it at Clemson. And I'm telling you, like, people were on the radio yesterday saying, watch USC, they'll win a national championship or they'll get to the playoff within the first 2-3 years of Lincoln Riley, because so many of his Southern California recruits, kids that wanted to be the next Kyler Murray or the next Jalen Hurts that were committed to Oklahoma to play for Lincoln Riley, those kids have decommitted, and now all of a sudden they want to come play for him at SC. So typical L.A. fans' immediate reaction is, here comes the championship.
How does USC and California, right? We know we had this conversation when Chip Kelly got over there to UCLA. How far has USC football fallen in the pecking order of Braun in L.A. and Dodgers winning it and all of that? Where is it compared to where it was? And do you think Kingsbury has the potential to get it back to where Pete had it?
You know, it's such a great question, because it really, USC football was for so many years under Pete Carroll, it was the NFL team of L.A. You know, people loved the Lakers and the Dodgers, and USC football was right there. And then the NFL moved back into town, and the Rams built a $5 billion stadium, and they came home. So the Rams moved up in the pecking order. But USC football this year was so bad, guys. I mean, the Coliseum can hold like 90,000 people, and there were sparse, I mean really sparse crowds. And people weren't talking about SC football. I mean, the most we talked about SC football this year is when they fired Clay Helton after the second game of the season when they lost to Stanford. Otherwise, the rest of the season went very, very quietly. Even with the team losing, with a quarterback controversy, with an interim head coach, with a search for a head coach, USC football was off the radar of the LA sports scene this past year. So getting a guy like Lincoln Riley, who I think the brilliance of the hire wasn't just his success at Oklahoma. The brilliance of it was he was gainfully employed. No one was talking about him. They were talking about Luke Fickle from Cincinnati, because the athletic director at USC, Mike Bone, was recently at Cincinnati. So the assumption was it would be a Luke Fickle. Then you had a guy like Carson Palmer, say Mike Tomlin, or you had a guy like somebody on ESPN, I'm trying to remember who it was, said something about Brian Kelly. And so the fact that nobody was talking about this hire was really, and it being so under the radar, was really the brilliance of it. And immediately, like I said, people look at his resume and they see what he did at Oklahoma. They see the Heisman Trophy winners, the number one overall picks, the starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And USC fans believe USC will be back to Pac-12 dominance within the next couple of years.
Scott Kaplan, Afternoon Drive on ESPN LA. Also, Kaplan and crew on 1090 in San Diego. The man's got more jobs than Seacrest, and that's why we love him. He's also the founder of the Sided Debates podcast, or the Sided Debates app. You should download that right now. You mentioned the state of the program, but in terms of the state of the program and the talent that is already on the USC roster, what is the situation Lincoln Riley's walking into?
Well, they don't really have the base of talent that they've had in the past. You know, when Pete Carroll handed off the program to a Lane Kiffin, when Lane Kiffin handed it off to a Steve Sarkisian, I mean, these were all guys that were part of the Pete Carroll family tree. There was still talent. You know, back in the day, when Reggie Bush went to USC, Reggie Bush could have gone anywhere in the country, but he wanted to go to SC. That was the number one place to go back then. USC has lost that luster, not only because the crowds haven't been as big at the Coliseum, they just haven't produced the type of NFL talent that they have in the past. They've had competition from Oregon. They've got a great recruiting head coach up there and a guy by the name of Mario Cristobal, who's done a really great job of rating Southern California for top talent. Other schools like Oklahoma or Notre Dame or Clemson can go into Southern California and find a five-star, you know, high school quarterback. So the kids in Southern California that used to always think SC was the number one school, those kids started spreading out and going to other places around the country. So the fact of the matter is, Lincoln Riley will walk into a locker room where there's some talent remaining, but not the top-to-bottom talent that other head coaches had when they started. But I would think, this is just a guess here, but the amount of talent that Southern California, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego produces every year in college football, I would think, and I know this is going to sound like an exaggeration, but I think USC could turn a really bad recruiting season, as it's been reported, into a top 10 recruiting class literally in a matter of a month, just because of the cachet that a guy like Lincoln Riley has with high school star football players who he was likely already recruiting to Oklahoma.
Scott, one of the things before we move off of this that I've been told by a former AD in the Power Five, and this was mostly around when NIL first cracked, and you're probably more abreast of, from a state standpoint, there was a financial component that athletic directors across California and the Pac-12 were panicking about, how do we pay these kids and all this other stuff. The financial viability of USC right now, facilities, where is this money coming from?
Well, you know, USC has some exceptionally wealthy boosters, people who support the university, support the athletic department. And here's where the money is coming from, ultimately. You know, when you have an athletic director who is a professional athletic director, that's what they have now in a gentleman by the name of Mike Bone. Previous to that, you guys realize the athletic director at USC was Lynn Swann.
Yeah.
Lynn Swann was a really great wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Before that, he was a great player for USC. But he was a broadcaster, and he had some business experience, but he never ran an athletic department like USC. And by the way, there's a lot more to running an athletic department than just concentrating on football. So prior to Mike Bone becoming the athletic director, Lynn Swann was there, and he was never really around. I mean, he was still busy being Lynn Swann, the former NFL star, the Hall of Famer. Prior to that, it was Pat Hayden, who also had a really good career as a quarterback at SC, but he also was a television broadcaster. So they've made the mistake along the way of hiring from within the Trojan family, but they've hired guys with names, not guys with real experience. Mike Bone is a professional athletic director, and a college athletic director's number one job is find the rich people, kiss their butts, get them to make donations, and that's how the program can actually put out the kind of money that we were talking about yesterday, because we've never heard anything like this before. And I remember when this happened, this is like 2 days ago, but I read this story that said this move will send shockwaves around college football. And I said, okay, will it? And then you see this story about Brian Kelly and LSU and a $100 million contract. And you go, you know, what USC did by raiding somebody's team, not, Oklahoma's no stepping stone job to USC. I would argue that it's actually a lateral move to go from Oklahoma to USC. Some people might even argue that it's taking a step backwards. But I think the way Lincoln Riley looks at it is it's big money. It's a conference that's ripe for the taking. And to your point, your question about NIL, if you're a high school superstar player,
man, yeah,
you have the chance to go to Clemson, Alabama, or USC.
Right.
And you've got Hollywood and USC right here in your backyard. I mean, I just think there's a great opportunity to make a lot more money at USC than there is at my alma mater, Pitt. I mean, that's just the facts of the matter. You know, it doesn't matter how good Pitt is or if they're playing in Charlotte in the ACC championship. What matters is Los Angeles versus Pittsburgh in this equation.
Scott, we got about 30 seconds here, buddy. I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the latest with the Sided app there and what you guys have been up to.
Well, I appreciate that, Nick. You know, you've been great to us. I would just say to everybody who's listening this afternoon, if you like arguing about sports, debating about sports, come download the Sided Debates app. It starts with a question. You give an answer in a poll. You find out the score, which side you're on, and then you take a side, and it goes back and forth. The beauty of it is, unlike on Twitter, where everybody's arguing like angrily and calling out names and you know, just saying all kinds of nasty stuff to you, I mean, this is very focused on a particular topic. So people are a lot more civil, and the debates go back and forth, and it's really great. So people are having fun with it. It's growing like crazy, and I appreciate your support always. Thank you. Well-